Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Fernando. Welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show. Tonight is Wednesday. Yeah, it was hot today too. June 24th, mark that down. We're going to have a good show tonight. Got a lot of things to talk about here, things in my mind. Oh, before I forget, yes, the USA won. I don't know if you guys follow that FIFA, you know, FIFA soccer team, you know, I don't know. But anyway, USA was heavily underdogged by, you know, Spain. Europe is known, you know, they're known to dominate the, you know, the soccer, the Gold Cup, Confederation Cup, you know, all that stuff. But today there was a FIFA Confederation Cup semifinal, and Spain and USA versus USA, and USA beat up. Yeah. That's right. Celebration time. So the U.S. national team, so they're qualified for a major international final for the first time today. Yep. So they beat the top-ranked team in the world by 2-0, actually. So whether it was the greatest victory in the history of U.S. soccer, it remains to be seen. But it's certainly up there with the 1-0 triumph over England in the 1950 World Cup. Remember that? I didn't remember that. That was before I was born. But anyway, Brazil actually is one of the good ones too. Waiting for that. Waiting to happen. We got to be talking about some stuff here. Actually, there is a woman please no contest for prostitution and accepting a bag of chips. We're going to be talking about that. Women breastfed infant while drunk. Okay, that's one of the things. Also, we're going to be in touch up on North Korea because they're threatening to wipe out the U.S. and that's, you know, a little North Korea, you know, like the north side of Korea. Also, there was a report drunken Justin Timberlake disses Lindsay Lohan at the party. I mean, who wouldn't? And, oh my goodness, another politician's on the front page here. Governor Mark Sanford, a Republican, that would kind of put a nail in the coffin for the Republicans. Yeah, apparently, you know, he came out and confessed. You know, I give him, wow, that's, you know, he confessed that, you know, he was having an affair. So, we'll talk about that. We'll touch up on that. And also, U.S., you know, and again, and we're with the North Korea thing, and then actually U.S. dismisses, kind of, you know, pushes North Korea's threat aside. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but we'll see about that. And remember about that girl that claimed that she had a 56 stars in her face or something like that tattooed on her face, and tried to sue the tattooist and saying that she did not okay the 56 stars on her face, something like that. We'll talk about that later on. And we have music. We're going to be playing some fresh music today, tonight. We have El Producto Supremo. Yep, we're going to be playing that. You can find the El Producto Supremo on myspace.com/El Producto Supremo. We're going to be playing the song Go, and also the speaker bump. So get ready. Turn up your speaker up, and we're going to rock this joint. Also, and the Soapbox Project, locally, actually, this is local. It's the band or the leader, actually, the name is Derek Ramirez. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but we're gonna be playing the what do you call that? See, I lost their thing over here. Okay, yeah. The music Why, and also the Holy Man, Holy Cow, Holy Man. Anyway, they both El Producto Supremo and Soapbox Project are scheduled to be in the show this upcoming. I believe this Friday will be El Producto Supremo will be in this Friday, and Derek from the Soapbox Project will be here on the 29th. So mark those on your little calendar thing, and tune in. If you guys are leaving it out there, 347-884-8125. That's right. Or you can join us on the chat room. It's all open for you, with carpet laying out and everything. So I just would like to say hi to the guests on the chat room, and make yourself at home there, grab some coffee or whatnot. Just don't touch the, the ornaments and stuff. So, I value those, just like my kids. All right, let's get into the business. Let me get my co-host here. Dawn, what did you do today?
Let's see.
Yeah?
I prayed. What was I praying? We read Bible today,
mm-hmm.
and laid outside in the sun for a little bit. Then my husband came home and said that he don't want us outside because it's too hot, and so we had to stay in the house, took a nap, and then just been hanging around the house, and then I had to go to the store, get some rice and stuff like that. So rice, broccoli, and then decided to get carrots. So that's about it. Didn't watch much TV today. So, trying to stay cool and trying to stay healthy and all that stuff.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So they said it was a heat wave today. Now, how hot it is didn't get in Wisconsin? I mean, I know that I went up to 95 or something like that, a heat index. You know, your kids are there again. All right. Okay. We can have some reviews real quick, and we'll continue on in a little bit here. I want to talk about I'm going to label this as the stupid year or of the day. That didn't sound really good. Stupider. Actually, probably a woman breastfed an infant while drunk. Okay, this is a woman from North Dakota accused of breastfeeding her six-week old baby while drunk has pleaded guilty to child neglect. The lady's name is Stacy Anavarina, pleaded guilty after being accused of breastfeeding her six-week-old baby while drunk. So the 26-year-old faces up to 5 years in prison for felony child neglect. She was arrested on February 13th. And that was after the cops went to a domestic disturbance call by the neighbors. So Stacy Avarina, 26, going to prison. I want to get on everyone's info input in here. Dawn, what do you think? I mean, that's an irresponsible parenting, isn't it? I mean, you have, 12 kids?
Actually, no, I have five. And, yeah, it's not good to drink while you breastfeed, but I think 5 years is excessive. I mean, now who's going to be taking care of the kid for the next 5 years? Who's going to be raising that kid? I think that's, really excessive. I think they should just, tell her, don't do that. And then that's it. I mean, she probably already knows that she shouldn't be doing that. That's what I think. Because I know that alcohol can go through the breast milk, but still, I mean, how much, you know, did she drink and stuff like that.
Well, the thing is, I don't think she's in the right mind to, you know, to be carrying babies anyway. I mean, to having kids and stuff. You know, I mean, that's just me. I know that we all make mistakes. Maybe she made a mistake. You know, maybe she's like, maybe she does not know. Maybe she's misinformed. How about that? You know, I mean, you know, we have a caller on the other line, 3944. If you want to participate on this, I'll press 1. Otherwise, I won't be able to pick you up here. Press 1 if you want to do that. If you want to participate on this, but. Yeah, so I mean, the girl, it looks like, you know, it looks like I'm not trying to be stereotyping anything. It looks like she's, you know, she's like came out of, you know, wedlock or lives in a trailer. And I'm not saying all the trailer or, you know, people who live in a trailer are bad. I'm just saying that, you know, she's, you know, she looks like she does not, you know, she's not able to, you know, get any. Or have any responsibility or anything like that, for that matter. So yeah, 3944, come on in. What's your take on this?
So what are we on there, Fernando?
Hey, Nate Avon with Nate Doug. Hey, long time no talk, man. How come you never come visit the Fernando Poniendo show anymore, man?
Tell you what, man.
What you want bean, dude? What's up? Oh, you got your shoes on, because tonight is the Wednesday hoedown. Hoedown.
I'm already there, man. I am lead fiddle tonight. Let me tell you.
There you go. Hey, where were you outside today? I mean, how hot?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like the weather? Did you like the weather?
I work outside nowadays, so I'm.
Oh, goodness.
It's these last 2 days have been humid and hot, and it's just not a whole lot of fun, to tell you the truth.
No, I don't think so, because driving home, it was just like, what is that, like 1 o'clock this afternoon? Driving home was just like, oh, my goodness. It was, everything was just like, it was just, the oven, the van felt like it was in the oven, scorching hot. But anyway, back to the thing, man. Back to the topic that I want to talk about. The girl. The girl has breastfed a kid while she's drunk. She's facing up to 5 years in prison. What do you think, man? Do you think she's going to jail for that? Because how is she going to take care of the baby? Or prison, whatever.
Why is she going to jail? I'm sure plenty of people have done that. You think she's the first person to take a swig of Jack and have a chick on her tit? Or a baby on her tit?
I doubt it, yeah. But what do you say to those people, man?
I mean, was she wasted? I mean, was she?
Well, she's really wasted. It's actually that the the neighbors called cops on like some kind of a disturbance, and there, you know, she probably answered a door or whatnot. You know, cops showed up, and maybe she's like, hey, maybe if I can put my baby into my, you know, nipple, you know, suck it in, maybe they won't arrest me, you know.
Well, another thing is like, where in the whole amendment thing is there, thou shalt not have a baby on their tit while drunk?
Well, it's just common sense, I think. Because when you're drunk, I mean, a baby is 6 months. Maybe for one time, I don't think the baby's going to get, I don't think it's going to manage.
The thing is probably crying. Okay. Let's think about it this way, all right? How many times have you been drunk and there was a loud noise and you wanted to do anything you could to stop that loud noise?
Right.
And they're going, I'm drunk, this baby's loud, maybe it wants some breast milk. I highly doubt she sat there and in her inebriated state goes, you know what would be awesome? A drunk baby. Let's give it breast milk. I highly doubt that was the case.
Right. So what do you think about that, Don?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
She didn't probably, like, preconceive it, you know.
Maybe
give her a fine or something, but prison?
Mm-hmm.
As far as
I'm
concerned, she's just taking care of her kid, you know? Maybe she wasn't making the best decisions in the world, but, I mean, there's a lot worse people out there doing stuff to kids that just get slaps on the wrist, all right?
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, that's you know, again, I don't know how many times she have done that or for child neglect, you know, whatnot, but yeah, I think she needs to be given a second chance, you know, I mean, maybe fine her, maybe like put her, you know, like on the, some kind of a house arrest or something, you know, if she's seen drunk again, then put her, Put her away.
For rehab.
Put her on nipple rest.
I will give her, yeah. give her, like, there you go. So the, there's another one right here. I want to talk about the woman pleads, this lady pleads no contest and chips for sex tape. You know, this lady has been fined for $1,142. Is that your kid, Nate?
No, that ain't my kid. Better
tell us
about
our kid
running
around. So after pleading no contest to prostitution charges after she was accused of accepting a box of chips for sex, police said that they arrested 36-year-old Oklahoma Sue Smith in southeast Oklahoma after finding her in her car with a man who told officer he knew he could find a prostitute in the area. So, you know, this lady is getting, you know, fine, whatever. I don't know if she's going to jail or something like that. For trading chips for sex. How stupid, I mean, is that really?
Hey,
can
you know what?
That?
For a homeless person?
I don't know if maybe that was a guy who just like maybe bought some chips and said, hey, you know, I'm going to go down and walk this street and see if I can get a prostitute to, you know, sleep with me with this bag of chips. And sure enough,
was it like poker chips or was it?
Chips, like potato chips, box of chips or something.
Wow, yeah. Why is she arrested? As far as I know, she was just given like a treat, like a dog, you know? Good girl.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think the man, they said the man was not charged. So, I think the man and the, you know, the prostitute should be charged. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, why should just the woman be punished? The man should be punished too, you know. And it's just really sad that somebody had to do that for because they're hungry, you know.
Yeah. So you know, some of you folks probably writing these down and going to Oklahoma City for that bag of chips, you know. But yeah, you don't want to go there because you're gonna get arrested for that. So I don't know what to say to these people. But anyway, hey, stay put, man. Stay online. If you're gonna hang up, Dawn or Nate, come back. All right. And I'm gonna play a song here real quick. We're taking a break. And this is actually the fresh ones what I have uploaded today. Will be the El Producto Supremo. El Producto Supremo is gonna be here Friday, hanging out with the Fernando Pernandi show. So make sure you check him out on MySpace.
Move. She got a lot of love, a love for the groove. After these cats got something to prove, she just my type, we both fit smooth. Now we both dancing on the floor, people in awe, standing by the door. Chicks hating, they calling a whore. Cats on the side wanting to see more. I told her, why don't we give them a show they'll never forget? She said, come on, yeah, and we waited for the drum to hit. And then I told her, go. Do you wanna do? Do you wanna party? Well, the picture, let's get it started. You and me, that baby, let's go. I said, oh, what did you come to do? And you're waiting for a party. And now we're gonna get it started. You and me, that baby, let's go. Pump in the club, we gotta act good. You know we the cause we looking good. You ain't have to tell us, but I knew you would. Tell us again, man, I think you should. We the best looking couple in the room. The music loves us cause the bass goes boom. The ground's filling us, show they like our style. Our sexual movements make them all go wild. Why don't we give them something they want to see? And make them all feel good. This is where they ought to be. And then I told them, go. I said, what do you wanna do? Do you wanna party? Well, if they do, let's get it started. You mean that, baby, let's go. I said, oh, what did you come to do? And you're waiting a party. And now we're gonna get it started. You mean that, baby, let's go. Down on the floor, and everybody's screaming for more. You need to pick me up, sip me. I was big door in the old school floor. Man, I don't get it. down and go, 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 baby, yeah. Get down low, go, baby, don't get getting hot in here. Hold your drink high while you dancing here. All the hot chicks get low in here. All mine don't hate in here, cause it's all about the dance. We get it popping. The B-boy stance is done, thugs start moving. We're trying to act hard, have a good time. Get a fine chick and dance with the time. Everybody, we'll remember this night. Everyone's dancing, and nobody started to fight. I swear I'm talking about go. I said, do you wanna move? I do you wanna party? Pull up your shoes, let's get it started. Look, do you mean that, baby? Let's go. I said, what did you come to do? And yo, it ain't a party. And now we're gonna get it started. Look, do you mean that, baby? Let's go.
All right, that was El Producto Supremo. The song's called Go, and you should be able to find them on MySpace, myspace.com, El Producto Supremo. Once again, let's get the callers in here right away. Nate Dogg, what's going on, dude?
Nothing much,
What's
man.
Your plan for the summer, man? What's your plan for the summer?
Let's see. My job is requiring me to work 50 hours a week.
Holy cow.
For 6 out of the 8 weeks of summer, so I plan on having no life.
Yeah, slam that.
Especially since I drive 2 hours a day to my job, so it's
oh
like,
my goodness.
11-hour work day. That's fantastic.
Right. You must be making like 6-figure income then, eh?
Yeah, you know, like 100.00.
You go to point.
And the
man.
Point counts as one digit, anyway.
Right. So the summertime is basically like, you know, you want to get over it because of the heat, you know. I feel you, man. That's something that I don't know. It's just you know, this summer it's like more. It's like taking forever. I think I want the summer to go, you know, to be over. You know, I don't know why.
I can tell you why. I know the answer, Frodo.
All right, then hit me.
You're old, as I am. We're getting
yeah,
old. And
there you
fun.
Go. You know, it's like all this partying and stuff is all way behind us, man. It's just like, you know.
Right? Hey, what did we do when we were like, well, for me, what did I do like last year? It was get drink. Let's get drunk. And this year I'm like, I'm just going to work.
Right.
And,
save up some money or something like that.
Right. I don't feel like wasting all my money.
Yeah. But everyone's getting. I heard you. That was a surprise. I mean, your sister's getting married.
That's just a rumor. They don't even know that's going on. They're both high right now.
What? Wait a minute. We got the invitation and everything, man. What's going on?
No, you didn't. That was a joke.
So that was a prank. So I'm just gonna show up there with a suit and tie and with the kids and everything like that. There was no one's
gonna
be there.
No,
so,
not even the priest.
then you'll have
the priest
Ashton Kutcher would come out of nowhere and says, "Ah, you go punk." You
yeah,
go punk.
But we couldn't afford Ashton Kutcher. We got Fez.
Yeah, you got.
Come on and be like, you got joked.
Yeah. You got to go there. You have to go home now. And there's no food here.
And you know what? Ashton Kutcher comes out with like a camera crew and everything. They're going to come out. Fez is going to come out with a disposable Polaroid camera. That's what they're going to have. And be like, you just got joked.
Where is Fez from, anyway? Is that like from South America and that? the 70s show.
I have no
show.
Idea where Fez is from, man.
I know there's like foreign exchange student, but I've never like really figured out what
like,
they, you know, never really.
See, where's Fez
European?
From? European? Oh, well, according to Rusty, he says he's from a foreign country.
hit him with the upside head. And I'm just a foreign exchange student. That's why his name is Fez, whatever. But
I thought I heard a rumor that they actually say it on, like, the last episode or something.
Hmm.
But I never saw the last episode, and I have a feeling if I watched it, I'd cry. It'd be a tearjerker for me. A tearjerker. You know what? The show sucked anyways without Eric.
Yeah, without Eric, I never liked that. So did you, are you a big fan of a soccer, man? Like, you know, the international soccer team. And it's, you know, USA won today. And this one, you know, like I posted that on Facebook and Twitter and everything like that and said, hey, you know, go USA. I think the USA will win because of the last game with Germany and stuff, you know. And, you know, all the soccer people, it was like, oh, Spain's going to kill them. You know, Spain is like a 35 winning streak. There's no way they're going to lose. They're better than last time, yada, yada, yada. Look what happened today, man. 2-0. I told you. I posted in there. So you guys watch out for this Jose Altidore. You know, this guy's young. He's quick. He's agile. I mean, he's everything that, you know,
did
like
you
a soccer
ask me a question team. Of who's out the door?
Who's out the door?
You said look out for who's out the door.
No. Jose. You son of a gun. Jose Altidore. watch out for Jose Altidore. I don't know. I'm pronouncing that right, but I'm probably wrecking that. But anyway, right. Yeah, I'm going to get hate mail and everything with that. So,
but it's gonna be
Spanish, anyway.
So you don't know what it means anyway.
Spanish. Yes, the Spanish. Now there's the saying that's, oh, yeah. Now I was like, who's laughing now? You know? I mean, I didn't get to watch it, but I was like, I know I was following them, and I'm like, yes, in your face. You know, and I can't wait for the second time. But anyway, that's all done with. Ooh, hoorah. The thing won. Let's, you know, get back to the real thing, the real deal. Let's talk about North Korea, dude. They're threatening to wipe up the U.S. Is that something that we have to take that into consideration, like, let's say, like Japan did, or we have to brush it off, like, you know, what's Obama administration doing right now? They just said,
North Korea's mad at us.
North Korea, yeah, they've been, dude, that's him following the news, man.
We've been
like,
helping them for, like, years, or was that South Korea?
No, South Korea's, you know, they're good guys. They're, you know, they're allies and stuff. North Korea is like,
I just had it backwards in my head. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So the South side is good, the North side's bad, but, and, yeah, they're saying that they're going to wipe out, you know, they're going to attack Hawaii and everything like that. And what do you say to this, man? I know that, you know, that Obama and all them, they wanted to talk to them like Bill Clinton did back in the day when he sent Madeleine Albright, you know, to kind of tone down the tension between the South Korea and North Korea. And then Madeleine Albright was there and gave him a Michael Jordan ball. You know, gave him the Kim Jong Il or something like that. I don't know. I can't even remember. But anyway, do you think? Yeah. So do you think Obama should send a Hillary Clinton over there and give him a Kobe Bryant basketball? It's kind of toned down the tension between. No.
Well, I think Kobe's a rapist. LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron James basketball. Okay. All right. LeBron, the king. So do you think that's gonna? I mean, it's really gonna help. I mean, it's like, you know, they're trying to say talks and come. You know, it's always on a table and whatnot. I mean, I don't think that's an option with the, you know, this day of age, especially if they're like violating all this, you know, international treaty and stuff like that. So what do you think? Do you think we should accept them, or do you think we should send a destroyer over there and then on the Pacific Ocean and go and do another war, or just wait to get attacked? Do you want to just wait to get attacked, or what's your take on that?
Me? I think we should just wait, honestly. I don't think we have any other option than to wait, because if we attack first, people are going to hate America even more. They're going to say, we jumped the gun, they didn't, like, they weren't going to hurt us at all, you know. They're going to they're going to call bluff and they're going to say we're just picking on people again. I think we have no other option than to wait.
Just wait? Yeah, because we have USS, I mean, USS John McCain's over in the Pacific right now, is kind of keep an eye on them, and also some
right,
other,
we keep
you know,
an eye on them, but we don't attack.
So just got kind of wait until, like, Hawaii's all, like, on the dust. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well,
like,
no,
the,
we just got to keep an eye
field.
On them, basically. You know, we don't wait until a bomb hits, but I'm pretty sure we'll be able to see when some fishy shit's going on.
Right, exactly. Especially,
I mean,
you know, you don't take your eye on them.
Coming. Yeah, exactly. We just
keep an eye on them.
With all the
what do you think about this, Don?
Be everywhere.
Yeah, Don. What do you think about North Korea? Just, you know, I mean, a lot of tension going on, and they're just waiting for North Korea's move. And apparently, North Korea is saying that, you know, if you board one of our ships, it's an act of war. You know, it's kind of threatening. You know, the kind of stuff like that. And what do you think? Are you still there? What do you think? Should we just wait for the North Korea to be attacked, attack the U.S. soil, or send the troops? What do you think? Let's say you're the president or whatever. You're the charge of the United States. What do you
well,
want to do?
Well, I mean, I don't know all the details, but I don't think I will wait till we're bombed. I think I would rather.
How do you know that though? We can't. You don't know. There's like, you know, like they did a like Japanese back in the day did a Pearl Harbor. You know, we didn't know. I mean, there's a lot of signs that, you know, they were going to attack and they're, you know, building nuclear weapons and stuff, but should we really wait?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, what do you want to do? What's the first step?
Well, I would have to research what the UN, didn't they break the UN treaty so many times?
Yeah.
Like the UN treaty, what's the procedure for that? Are they, like, supposed to
well,
be punished
they,
somehow?
Yes, they
well,
sanctioned. They put a sanction on them, you know, and they're not allowed to, you know, ship out or receive any shipment and stuff like that. But they're doing it right in their face. They're doing that. They're receiving and, you know, they're sending out shipment and stuff like that left and right. They just, yeah, what the heck.
So whatever
yeah,
the procedure
you
for
broke
somebody,
one.
Like, there's got to be a procedure, but they just ignore it, usually the UN, right?
Because it's, yeah, yeah. That's,
and so
that's,
they should do whatever their normal procedure, and they should act on that. If it's bombed
well,
their country, then do it.
That's the only thing,
took
though,
away
because
their
you know,
rights.
I mean, UN, right. UN has a lot of, you know, parliament and other countries' members in that. And it's sad but true, but you know, there's, you know, like China, Germany, you know, they all siding, you know, the North Korea. I mean, it's they're not really okay. Saying they're siding that thing, but they always, you know, always like saying, I don't know about.
Ask questions and just talk like
you know. You know what I mean? So Nate, what do you? So Nate, who do you think should be in charge in that thing? I know that way over there in the Pacific, and I know we have, you know, USS, the ship over USS John McCain, I believe, is up out there in the Pacific.
Hmm. Who do you think should help us?
Who do you think should help us? As far as like, because we have enough problems with them in the Middle East and stuff. So who do you think should help us over there on the East and East Coast or the East?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Who can tell danger's coming from a mile away like Arnold Schwarzenegger? Honestly.
Right. I'm right there. I'm a governor now.
Dude,
I'm a cop, you idiot. So yeah, the you got me all confused here. Yeah, so he's in California. It's way out there, though, man. It's way out there. He's not gonna be able to watch them. You know. You know what I think though? They should like what do you call that? Australia. It's right there, right above them. It's North Korea right there. You know, and Papua New Guinea and the Philippines, Taiwan. You know. Seoul, Korea, Japan, you know, Australia should be like team up with Japan, right, mate?
You know, I would say yes.
But they're too under the wood, though. You know, they're like, hey, mate, we like your people here, mate. Sipping a bubbly.
Well, I'd like to say yes, they should help us out, but honestly, didn't they only help out in World War II? That's it?
I don't know. Yeah, they're like Canadians. You know, they don't really help much. They're right here, you know, right next to our neighbors and everything like that. It's just like, hey, we're Canadian. You know, let's pile them over there in the United States. You know, then, I mean, they try to help, but I think, you know, they're too much of a, I don't know, I can't find words for that. But, so, yeah, Australia, news, who has, a, you know, I mean, Philippines, nah, that's, Japan, I mean, yeah, they don't have any no firepower anymore. They have brains, though. They don't have firepower. You know, that sucks. I mean, it's stuck again. You know, it's just the United States again. They got to do this dirty job. So wait until we get attacked. All right, now move on to that.
Photo.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to bid you adieu for the night, my friend.
All right, man. Well, thanks for stopping by. We'll do it again if you have time. Come stop by on Friday. You know, talk to the El Supremo, El Producto Supremo. Well, I'll bid you farewell, dude. We'll thank you for dropping in. We'll see you later. That was Nate Dogg, my friend. That was Nate Dogg from the Wisconsin Night. The Wisconsin Nate Dogg. That's pretty cool of him stopping by and saying hi. But let's continue on with our talk here. this is what I don't get. Governor Mark Sanford admitted Wednesday that he had secretly flown to Argentina to visit a woman with whom he'd been having an affair and steamy email exchanges with his mistress emerged. So he's actually, he did a, what do you call it, confessions. I think on you'll find that on Fox News and everything like that. And this is after going AWOL for 7 days. Actually disappeared, but he actually admitted that he had secretly flown to Argentina. So he apologized to his wife and four sons, and said he will resign as head of the Republican Governors Association. Wow, that's kind of a put that nail in the coffin for the Republicans. To have, you know, to have someone in the White House. I don't know. It's hard to say, though. You know, I mean, we all made mistakes, I think. I mean, I think Democrats and people on the left or people, you know, that doesn't like, you know, Republicans would use this against them. So let's get your opinion here, Don. What do you think about this situation? Another politician caught in the feud or lies and, you know, what do you think?
So this guy ended up missing. Who is he?
Well, he's like Governor Mark Sanford. The governor.
So he
went South Carolina.
And he admitted
he
was kidnapped. And then he turned out that he was visiting his mistress.
Okay. I think they thought he was kidnapped. I don't know. He just went. He just, you know, disappeared for 7 days.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, yeah. Apparently, he's admitting that he said that he had an affair. He went to Argentina to meet a woman but they named her Maria.
Oh.
Yeah,
Maria.
So, the governor said, the governor paid. They said he paid for the trip with his own money. You know, not estate funds or anything like that. Well, it doesn't make it right. What I'm saying is just like, you know, they can't. But he's quitting. And, again, what I'm saying is just like, you know, kind of a putting a nail in the coffin for the Republicans to, you know, to rebound from this in last elections, you know.
That's my question.
Right, because a lot of people will actually, they will generalize that. Yeah, he apologized, and he's, you know, he seems like sincere after watching that video. You know, he's devastated by that, and he said he's going to, he's just maybe, I guess he's going to repent, you know, he's going to, you know, just put that behind their, you know, the family and everything. And it's really it's a good thing. You know, maybe they have God in them, because I think the wife's gonna forgiving him, and they're gonna move on. You know, and he said what I did was wrong, and he said his family did not attend the news conference. And Jenny, his wife, said that she asked the governor to leave and stop speaking for her 2 weeks. So, yeah, it's kind of sad.
Was that about 2 weeks? Why don't you go to the other room?
No, that's what the wife said. The wife said, you know, she's not going to, talk to the governor, ex-governor, that is, for 2 weeks. I guess it's his way of saying that, I'm not, what you did's wrong and yada yada and stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, so let's I'll take a break for a little bit, and I will come back here and take up all the, what we left out. We still got the spoof girl, the tattoo girl, and we still have the Justin Timberlake. This is Lisa Luhan. So we'll talk about that. We'll touch up on that. Plus, the question and answer for you guys. For the callers, question and answer. So we'll come back, and we'll talk about that. We'll touch up on that. But right now, we're going to play. Well, I want to play at the Soapbox Project. This is called Holy Man. Here we go.
Oh, distance. Mother Earth, brothers and sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up, hey, brothers and sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up, hey, brothers and sisters, rise up to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, rise up, hey, brothers and sisters, rise up.
That was the Soapbox Project called The Holy Man. Well, that was pretty nice. I liked it. Also, El Producto Supremo, I played earlier. That's a song called Go. You can go to the their website at SoapboxProject.com. So that was www.SoapboxProject.com. I believe they have a tour or Summerfest coming up on the July 3rd. Derek from the Soapbox Project will be here on the 29th to discuss that over in my show, and make sure you tune in. Okay, if you're still there, 347-884-8125 is the number you can call, and you can join me in the chat room. Join us in the chat room. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/ the Fernando Poniendo Show. Also, if you missed tonight, if you can't make it tonight, don't worry, it's podcast. What does that mean? That means tomorrow you should be able to download the show and play it on your iPod or iTunes. iTunes and iPod. Or one of your MP3 player, whichever you prefer. So, let's continue on. I know that we only have about 10 minutes into the hour, 10 minutes left into the hour. So, with some Q&A, actually, that I put out there before the show. It's a cute question and answer about Angelina Jolie and Megan Fox. There's a rumor about the next Lara Croft movie that's going to play, and there's a rumor that Megan Fox is going to be starring that because of the prequel, and will focus on the Lara Croft's younger years. Ooh, that hurts. So Angelina. I heard friend Julian Jones. I put up a poll out there, and we're going to read off some of that. So, Angelina Jolie versus Megan Fox, Lara Croft. Here you go. One guy says, well, Lara Croft, you know, Megan Fox is the, you know, hottest one, quote, hottest celebrity out there. And, you know, I think he's referring to the new Transformers, you know, the movie, and just... Speaking of that, it came out today. So anyway, and Angelina Jolie, and you know, kind of old, and you know, kids and all, and everything like that, and you know, just that doesn't even make sense. So anyway, I mean, of course, you know, Megan Fox has the fresh kind of a face out there, and you know, she's played in a lot of movies, and young actually, comparable to. Compared to Angelina Jolie. But, see, I disagree with this guy because of, you know, the acting, though. The acting. You got to look at the acting. I mean, it's just like the thing that movies that Angelina Jolie's been done, that what she did, and compared to Megan Fox. I mean, still, you know, she probably has a lot of things to learn, you know, because, I don't know. I didn't like, you know, her acting and how she acts. You know what I mean? I don't know if you do, but he said, I'm jealous, says the difference isn't good enough. The reason for challenging beauty Angelina Jolie's because the beauty of Angelina Jolie because she simply doesn't. See what I mean? She doesn't rate Megan's acting talent. So that's I agree with Angelina 100% on that. But who knows? I mean, who cares? I'm not a big fan of either, you know, both of them. But it's just a big thing in the blogosphere about Angelina Jolie and Megan Fox. You know, a lot of actually the poll went to mostly to Megan Fox. I don't know why. Young boys out there probably pretty sure they know why. So that was the Q&A for today, and continue on to speaking of Drunk and Justin Timberlake. There was some news that he actually dissed Lindsay Lohan. What I mean is because I made a comment earlier, it's like, who wouldn't? I'm sorry. I apologize. I was below the belt and everything. But, you know, these celebrities, it's like you can't really tell. You know, this is something they do to be in a front page. You know what I mean? Justin Timberlake, you know, this is Lindsay Lohan. Ooh, wow. They're actually paparazzi and people that get paid to do 24 hours trying to follow them. Man, imagine that. Man, I thought I worked pretty long hours. Anyway, apparently Lohan kind of ticked up about that and ended up posting that on her Twitter account. You know, stuff like, where's the JB cheater? JB is actually, you know, Jessica Biel, because that's Justin Timberlake's girlfriend, Jessica Biel. So Lisa Lohan texted that saying that, where's JB cheater, unquote. And the next day she added that, why do people cheat? But she eventually backtracked and claiming that both messages had been sent by someone who hacked into her Twitter account. Yeah, sure, Lindsay. Whatever, we believe you 100%. Uh-huh. Let's move on, okay? Because it's just nonsense. I don't even know why I'm reading that. Anyway. Well, remember that chick that claimed that she had like a 56 stars tattooed on her left side of her face mistakenly, or claimed that she did not request those? Well, Starface Girl initially claimed, you know, that the tattooist has misunderstood her instructions and said that she'd fallen asleep during the session. Maybe she did, but maybe she's fallen asleep because of maybe drunk or being stupid, maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not trying to judge, but hey. Now she's coming out saying that it was all a spoof, you know. She had said that she was horrified by the bizarre result and was considering legal action against the tattooist. However, today, and as I said, she finally came clean. Was that today? Or no, that was yesterday. Yeah. Today, it was yesterday, the 23rd. saying that I lied about falling asleep because my dad went mental. Well, I don't know what she meant by that. And I did it for the spoof writers, partly in a tribute to their Star Trek collaboration. oh, man, I can't read it. She said, I wish I'd never done it, though. I look really stupid with 56-star tattoo on my face. Well, yeah. Maybe because he thought there's 56 states in the United States. I don't know. I could be wrong. what do you think about this? Let me just get the opinion over here, Don. What do you think about this? The chick that woke up apparently with 56 stars tattooed on her left face, and saying that she was going to sue the tattooist, and now yesterday actually she claimed that it was all spooked, or it was all like lied.
Mhm.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think maybe she was drunk, or maybe she just knowing it better. Maybe she did it, and then without her parents' consent and all the and her parents have started like or going bizarre and said, get that. Why did you get that tattoo on your face? You know, because just I don't know. I mean, maybe because of that, and then you know she just turned around and said, hey, it was all a lie.
Yeah.
You think so? Would you agree?
Because
we don't really know what's going on now, you know, in her head. So.
Right, exactly. And, yeah, it's not good. And to lie, it's not good to lie. And, yeah, if she needs something to cover that up, she can go shop at superhighway.com and look for some special kind of concealer that's good for covering up tattoos.
Have you seen a tattoo?
She can contact me for that, huh? What'd you
say? Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So yeah.
Contact
I have
you
something.
Where?
What?
Contact you where? On email?
Shoppingsuperhighway.com and press on the contact us button at the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then she can ask me what that specific product is.
That would cover the tattoo. Okay, yeah, without laser? I mean, it would cover it. It would not remove it, though, right?
Right. Not remove it, but it would be like cover up.
It would be just cover up.
Yep, and I've heard it works really good on tattoos. It's a special kind of cover up that we carry.
Right. Okay. Well, just go to shopinsuperhighway.com for that if you guys want to, you know, tattoo people out there. That's really, you know, if you you know, if you have a tattoo on your face, shoulder, or whatever, now, you know, you just want to cover it, you know, that's, you know, Dawn says she has something that covers that. But, anyway, that's, and I don't know what to say with this chick. Now, I think the tattooist is able, you know, I mean, do you think the tattooist who is got sued for that, I think, be able to, like, maybe reverse that and start suing her, or?
Yeah, because it's,
you know, for,
slander.
Like, slander, defamation, whatever you want to call that.
And also,
slander,
Where I'm from, tattoo places say that they won't tattoo you or body pierce you if you're drunk. So, I don't know where she went.
I don't know either. That was just, maybe, you know, I mean, if she's 18, why would it, I just, you know, I mean, you have to be 18 to get tattooed, correct?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, her friend did it. How about that? Maybe her friend did it.
No, it's actually a tattooist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 56 of them, like little stars. So, you know, if you get a chance, go Google that, and she'll be able to see it on left her face, on her face. But, you know, it was good things to read. I mean, you know, she had her fame a little, you know, but unfortunately just for this one. But anyway, I think we're going to wrap this up because I'm running out of time. I only had a couple of seconds here. But thanks for stopping by, Dawn. And if you got a minute, go ahead.
Up at superhighway.com. And pretty much anything you need except for real estate there. And check into, you know, if you're not Christian, then check into the Holy Bible and see how you need to be saved. And have a good day. Bless you guys.
All right. This is for today, folks. Actually, we did pretty good today. You know, yeah, we did pretty good. If you have any requests, you know, 347-884-8125, you can always call that and call, and they'll tell you when's the next show. Or you can add me on Twitter. You can twitter.com/greatinferno. You can do that. Or you can find me on Facebook. Fernando Poniente is the name. Upcoming show Friday, if you want to join me here with the El Producto Supremo, it's going to be here. That's my Mexico guest. I can't talk anymore. And also the following day, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, join me on 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Also the 29th. 29th, we're going to have, you know, you heard earlier about I remember that. Okay, there we go. The Soapbox Project. Derek from the Soapbox Project will be here on the 29th. Catch me here on the blogtalkradio.com, the Fernando Poniani Show. Well, it's time to say goodbye. I hate to say it, but, you know, you guys need to stay cool or cool off because of this heat wave going on. In a couple of days here in Wisconsin Dells, the capital, the water park capital of the world. Bye-bye for now as I lay down on my bed or pillow. Later!